The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Obligation of the Christian, attempt great things for God. Obligation of the Christian, attempt great things for God. Obligation of the Christian, attempt great things for God. Obligation of the Christian, attempt great things for God.
Obligation of the Christian, to the heathen of the world, to use all means available to preach the word of God. Obligation of the Christian, witnessing to everyone, conversion of the nation through the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah! Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Can't you do just a little bit more? Can't you go just a little bit further? Can't you preach just a little bit more? Can't you give just a little bit more? The church must end or it will end. So attempt great things for God.
You need to get up.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
You must fight the fight.
Ooh, Lord.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the fight.
You need to get up.
Get up, stand up.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus came on a mission. He came from heaven to earth. He fought the devil in the wilderness. He fought for the souls of men. He came to save that which was lost. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, dying on the cross. Oh, his blood was shed for us.
You need to get up.
Get up, stand up.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the fight.
You need to get up.
Get up, stand up.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight,
you
the,
must
fight.
Fight the fight. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the fight.
Many heroes in the past have fought to build the church. They fought to do the work of God. They fought to do His will. They fought to go on a mission field. They fought and died for Jesus' sake. They fought to win the lost. Yeah, fighting the good fight.
You need to get up.
Get up, stand up.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
Oh, 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 oh.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the fight.
You need to get up.
Get up, stand up.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the fight.
The apostles did what they could do. They went to the ends of the world. Paul went to the Gentile nations, preaching Christ to them. William Carey fought for India. Adoniram Jackson fought for Burma. Susan Dove went to the ends of the world. My key won for God.
You need to get up.
Get up, stand up.
Oh, oh, oh.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up, no. Don't give up the fight.
You need to get up.
Get up, stand up.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the fight.
Now listen. It's my turn and it's your turn to fight a very good fight. Others have worked, now we must work for this generation. Listen, we can't sit down and make excuses, playing games with the word of God, getting married and making babies, doing business and changing jobs. We are in a fight, hey, a fight to win the loss. You need to get up,
get
yeah.
Up, stand up.
Never, oh.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up, no.
Don't give up the fight.
You need to get up,
get up, stand up.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Listen, I see Goa today, Lati Shishaluwa. Hey, I call Goa today, Lati Kede Nyerere. Edume and Woso so, Seye Beye Biatwa so, Mocha Nana Nano, Wade,
Shego to Amaye.
Take out today, hey, Kashisha Olua. You need to get up, yeah.
Get up, stand up.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
Oh,
get up, stand up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the fight.
You need to get up,
get up, stand up.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
You need to get up,
stand up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Oh, it's my turn and it's your turn,
oh, yeah,
to fight a very good fight. Others have worked, now we must work for this generation. We can't sit down and make excuses, playing games with the word of God, getting married and making babies, doing business and changing jobs. We are in a fight, hey, a fight to win the loss. You need to get up,
stand up, stand up.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
Get up and stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the fight.
You need to get up,
get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You must fight the fight.
Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Hey, yeah.
Don't give up the
fight. I'm a Yoruba brothers in the house. I see Kowa today. Come on, Nigerians. Lati Shishe Oluwa. Hey, I talk Kowa today. Lati Kede Nyerere. Edumi and Wososo. You need to get up,
stand up.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
Get up, stand up. Don't give up.
Don't give up the fight.
You need to
get up.
You must fight the fight.
You must fight the fight.
Get up and stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the fight.
You need to get up.
Get up, stand up.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
To feel your power. I want to feel your presence. I believe in you, even though I cannot see you. Sometimes I feel your power. I feel angels all around me. I am praying on my own. I speak to you, Lord, speak in many words, repeating myself. For the Lord, for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding. Spirit of faith, the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of humility. Sometimes I cannot remember what I'm praying for. My mind goes black. Oh God, help me wait on you. What is the best way to pray?
Hallelujah.
Consider your ways, oh yeah. Go up to the mountain and bring the wood and build the house of God. I will take pleasure, I'll be glorified in Him. This is my will for you. Oh, child, I will build my house upon this rock. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And will you build my church? And will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah? Will you build the house of God? I will build your church. I will build your house. I'll be like Nehemiah. I will build the house of God. I will build your house. Wages to put in a bag of fools, searching for much by getting so very little. You have sown so much but reap so little. Because of my house the liars waste. You dwell in your own house, but my house is not filled. This is the time for the house. Oh, child, I will build my house upon this rock. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And will you build my church? Will you be like Nehemiah? Will you build the house of God? Yeah, I will build your house. I will build your church. I will be like Nehemiah. I will build the house of God. I will build your house. Oh, 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 oh. Nehemiah, and in the days of Zechariah, and just like Zerubbabel, we'll be building your house, Lord. Ooh, I'll be building your house. I will build my house upon the rock. The gates of hell shall not.
Of God, say, I will build your house. I will
of God. Building, 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 build the church of God. Yeah, like Ezra, like Nehemiah, and in the days of Zechariah, and just like Zerubbabel, we'll be building your house, Lord. Oh, ooh, yeah. Oh, 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 I will build your house. Building, 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 build the house of God.
Hallelujah. I'm very excited to be back home. It's a blessing, it's a privilege, amen. It's an honor to be in a beautiful church like this. There are not many beautiful churches like this in the world, I tell you. So we are blessed to be part of this fantastic family. Amen. I pray that we enjoy every moment of this time. I think the music has been fantastic. What do you think about that? And it's a blessing. Lift up your Bibles or any kind of Bible on. Let's take this song together.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. And I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
Father, thank you for the journey of life. How can we be safe on this hazardous journey without your guidance and without your direction? We submit ourselves to your will and to your word. We pray in the name of Jesus that you be gracious to us. Minister life to all of us here. Let your word rule and reign in every heart and be glorified. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted your loudest amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. I think that all the parts of the services carry the message already. Amen. And I believe that we are blessed to be sitting in church this Sunday morning, Fred. Hello. All right, beautiful. Okay, so we're away for a short while, far away in Asia, in Korea. You will be there. You will be there. Amen. And a beautiful church group conference, and we're happy that our prophet was also preaching powerfully on one of the biggest stages in the world. Amen. Ministering at the church group conference in Dr. Cho's church. The Cho is old, but still very anointed. It's close to 84 years. 84 is not a... It's a bit dull. Chief Justice, champion, professor. Should I change it? It's dull. All right, it's not sharp. All right, let it work. Because I'm preaching for a short time. So allow me to boom the message. Okay, sit down. Hallelujah. All right. So, beautiful, and very anointed man of God. Amen. And it's a beautiful place. And then on the way, I had a camp with a church in Italy. You'll be there. The church in Italy is a fantastic church. Beautiful. Churches, several churches in various cities in Italy, and really doing well. Our pastor, senior pastor there, Reverend Obing, and his team of ministers, such great family. And we bless God for the vision of a prophet to have churches all over the world. Amen. How many countries are we in now? We are in 92 countries. God willing, we are going to get 100 very soon. Amen. And all of them are doing well. At least those that I've been to are doing very well. And those that we at least get reports from are doing well. Several churches in the countries. And it's a blessing and a privilege that we are part of this amazing family. Amen. So very, very briefly, I know that last Sunday, Bishop Pazzi was on fire. All cylinders, isn't it? Yes, on tithing. Hallelujah. How many of you still don't have copies of this book? If you don't have a copy of this book, 20% of your life is gone. What a shock. You know, the man who was on a professor for university, he was crossing a boat, and then he was on this little canoe with this man who was paddling the canoe and so on. And the professor asked the man, "Do you know anything about sociology?" The fisherman said, "No, I don't know sociology." He said, 10% of your life is gone. They asked him, "Do you know anything about pharmacology?" And the fisherman said, "I don't know pharmacology." He said, 10% of your life is also gone. So now 20%. And the man kept on riding. And they got to a point, and the professor asked the fisherman, "Do you know physiology?" The fisherman said, "I've not heard physiology before." He said, 10% of your life is gone, so now 30%. Larry, 70%. And they kept on going. And they got to a point and asked him again, "Do you know hematology?" And the fisherman said, "Hematology, I don't know what hematology is." He said, 10% of your life is gone, so now 40% is gone. The man is dying slowly. And then in the middle of the, when you're in the center of the river, the fisherman also asked the professor, "Do you know swimmingology?" The professor said, "I don't know swimmingology." He said, 100% of your life is gone. The boat was about to capsize. What a shock. So please try and get a copy of this book. Otherwise, 90% of your life is gone. 90%. A copy is only 10 cities. If you need one, wave your hand. I'm told there are few copies over there. This way. Keep your hand up until they bring it to you. Beautiful. This way. Hey, Professor. Chief Justice. Champion. There's a lady's hand. They don't even looking at me. All right. Bogla. Hey, look at this hand. All right. If you need a copy, wave your hand. Let them bring it to you. All right. A few copies and we'll be done. If there's any left after the service, those who said the books have to pay for them. So if you have copies of the books and you don't get them sold, you would have to buy them yourself. Yeah, that's the price you pay for working for the Lord. Psalm 67. Are we there? From verse 1. Can we all read it loud and clear from, if you have it? Okay, this is the King James Version, but let's all read verses 1 and 2 together. Ready, go. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause. Verse 2. That thy way may be known upon earth. Amen. Are you there? Do you have the NIV or the other version? Let's say the one that says, God be gracious to us and bless us. God be gracious to us and bless us. Hallelujah. I think that's the NIV. God be gracious to us and NASB, New American Standard Version of the Bible. God be gracious to us and bless us. Life without a blessing is a losing game. I wish somebody heard what I said. Life without God's involvement in your life is a losing game. You cannot live under the cloud, this cloud, without God's involvement and God's blessing. Can I have a loud amen? Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and tell him, may the Lord be gracious to you. Shake him until he falls down. Hallelujah. This is what the psalmist is saying. God, be gracious to us and bless us. May that be your story. May you live here with the blessing of the Lord. May God's blessing make a difference in your life. We are all, many people are intelligent, skillful, educated, beautiful, what else? Intelligent, and anointed. All these things are there. But it's smart in your own way, clever, creative, fair-colored, handsome, tall, muscular, short, and all of it, all the compliments you can give. But they said there's something else, an element that without it, whether you are tall, short, dark, fair, intelligent, skillful, clever, whatever, it can't go far. It's called the blessing of the Lord. Can I have an amen? God's inclusion in your life. I'm telling you, God's inclusion in your life makes a world of difference. By the way, 2 weeks from today, Swollen Sunday. Only 5 people are shouting. 2 weeks from today, all roads lead to the Kadesh. Amen. We are coming, sitting on our buses. I said we are sitting on our buses. One man. One man. One man. Hallelujah. All of us are going to be our plan case. We are going to be the mates for the bus. Amen. So, Pastor Fred, make sure there are canopies outside. All of outside, okay? Because there's no way we can fit in here. It's if we fit in here, we didn't work well. but we cannot fit in here. Amen. So start working. Auntie Jane, keep working. Keep working. That's how it is. Amen. Right. Quickly, I guess briefly, I mean, very short, and then we close. So, this is what the psalmist is saying. God be gracious to us and bless us. A gracious person is a kind person. So what he's saying is that God be kind to us. May life treat you kindly. Amen. I said, may life treat you kindly. Amen. Are you here? So when the Bible says God be gracious, say that when they say a gracious person, he's gracious. She's gracious. It means he's kind. Wouldn't you like God to be kind to you? We need the kindness of God. Because all of us make mistakes. We are sinful. We are full of errors. We are full of bad ideas, bad thoughts, evil things, and all the time. But you need the kindness of God. Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen. So when the psalmist say, God be gracious, you know, God be kind to us. I pray that, you know, if you marry a kind person, you are blessed. Not every man is kind. And so women are wicked. I'm telling you, if you marry a wicked woman, you're a dead man. My name is Yeti Saki. I'm speaking to you. I should stop. I don't intend to. I'm preaching. Some wives are wicked. They can starve their husbands. Hey! Small blessing that the man wants. The man has to negotiate. It's like a United Nations meeting. Has to call for meetings and chairman. It's a small blessing in the night. Kato Shabataya. I'm telling you. Yeah, look, why made the face that way? You don't understand what I'm saying? Is it true or correct? Pardon? How do you know it's true? He says, hey, bring a microphone. He says it's true. You're a wife. Is that how you have been treating your husband? Catherine Johnson. What I'm saying, is it true or not? Pardon?
Please, it's true.
How do you know it's true?
Because Bishop Saki.
Your face, why? What a shock. Oh, but it's true. Kindness is a blessing. Can I have an amen? Are you still here? Yeah. If you work for a boss who is wicked, you always be nervous and uneasy. You don't know what to do wrong. One mistake, you are a dead person. But everybody makes mistakes. I'm telling you, it's very serious. Everybody makes mistakes, major mistakes. But if your boss is a wicked boss, you would even make more mistakes. Because you always be unsure of yourself. Am I talking to anybody here? If you meet a lecturer who is wicked. Yeah. Some teachers are wicked. I had a teacher. A headmaster. I told you before in school. His name is Mr. Okun. O-K-O, Okun. He used to beat us. Not me, because I was good. By the grace of God. But he used to beat us with a club, not a cane. Wicked man. The club is like this part of the club is bigger than this. Bigger than this. Maybe twice the size of this. Do you have a club there? Give me something. You have a club there. Now, Mr. Oku, when you come to class, you know, those that you had a blackboard. And the blackboard made of real concrete. And then he will call you. Go and point to. You see, the map of Africa is on the board. Then he will say, this is small for Mr. Oko. He will say, you, go and point to Malawi. Malawi, you're thinking about Malawi, isn't it? Now, you have to go straight to the board. Don't spend even half a second. You must go straight. You are going to the blackboard, Malawi. Malawi. Eh? Where's Malawi? You are around Egypt. Then go to Malawi is somewhere there, but you are around here. Going. Mr. Oku will tell you, use your head to hit the board. And if you do it and don't do it hard, the whole class might hear kum. Otherwise, you haven't done it. Do you understand, Mr. Oku? Wicked man. I'm sure he's dead by now. He cannot be alive. God cannot let him live for this long. How can he live for so long? No. Such a wicked man should not live for a long time. I am sure he's dead. No, if God makes him live for a long time, I'll not be happy with God. I mean, the man is wicked. He will head, kum. Now, if the guy doesn't hear kum, you hold your own head and put it in like a kum. Either he's in dead or he's in prison. But in prison, cry, no. He should die. He shouldn't go to prison. Mr. Okun, I don't know. He has some children. I don't know where his children are in the world. Anyway, so when you come to school and you are late or something, he will let you bend down. And as you come, go down. Touch your toes. Hey! Why did you go away? Go down. I won't do it hard. Okay, you go. You don't have to say, hey, you come. Yes, you come. You look like a rascal. So go down. Yeah. Say yeah. Now you see, when it gives you one or two and then you're feeling sad, look at my face. And then Mr. Kuh said, okay, look at my face. Hey, man, show me him. Hey, show me him. Hey, I'm over. Man, show me him. Don't look at my face. If you look at my face, I have compassion, so don't look at my face. If you look at my face, hey, man, hey, wicked man. Wicked man, Mr. Okun. Where is he now? I'm sure he's dead. If he doesn't die, then God is not fair. Anyway, so let's carry on. But you see, God will give you kind people in your life. I'm telling you, it's not your intelligence. It's not sometimes the people you meet in life, they have a way of influence and blessing you. I've also met very kind teachers. One man was called Mr. Geraldo. Very kind. He gave me extra classes. He come to my house, teaches me, and all that, without any pay, any extra, anything. So, when I did an entrance, the real one, I topped the whole of that region. Yeah, my name is Yeti Saki. What a shock. Because of extra classes that Mr. Gerardo gave me. Are you there? Yesterday, Friday, when I was in Amsterdam, I was trying to change my SIM card. So you'll be there. On my way, when I was transiting. Now, when I went to this shop, the guy said I should buy that little pin that they used to just... I have plenty. He said five euros. And I multiplied 5 euros by 5 cedis. That's what? 25 for this pin. I said, I won't pay. The guy said, pay for it. I said, I won't pay. And the guy said, okay, let me do it for you. Then he said that, I'm going to show you kindness. You two show kindness to somebody, okay? Small one too. You are making a demand. But you see, everybody needs some kindness in their lives. May God be kind to you. I said, may God be kind to you. A gracious person is a benevolent person. Say benevolent. I didn't hear you. Say loud. Benevolent. A benevolent person. Amen. A gracious person is a generous person. May God be generous to us. May God be benevolent to us. You should have shouted your loudest, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Generous. Generous. Another word for gracious is compassionate. Compassionate. God is a compassionate God. Amen. There's a hymn. Da 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 da. Rescues us from all our foes.
Praise him, praise him,
praise him, praise him.
Praise the everlasting.
Praise my soul, the
King of heaven.
To his feet thy tribute bring.
Ransom healed, restored, forgiven. Who like me his praise should sing.
Praise him, praise him.
Praise him, praise him.
Praise
the everlasting.
That's one of the verses says, Father, like
he tends and spares us.
Well,
our feeble frame he knows. In his hand he gently bears us. Rescues us from all our foes.
You know, what he says is that, Father, like he tends and spares us. Well, our feeble frame he knows. In his arms he gently bears us. Rescues us from our foes. May God bear you up in his arms. May God spare you from the effect of your sins. None of us deserve to be here. We deserve to die for the wicked thing that we have done. But bless God. Father, like
he tends and spares us.
Well,
our feeble frame he knows. In his hands he gently bears us. Rescues us from all our foes. Praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him. Widely yet his mercy flows.
Another meaning of the word. The word gracious is understanding. Understanding. May God, may you enjoy God's understanding. God understands us. Can I have an amen? He understands our frailty. He understands our shortcomings. He understands our weaknesses. He understands. So when David was ready, he said, may the Lord be gracious to us. He said, may the Lord understand us. Can I have an amen? How many of you have promised God and you have failed before? Can I see your hand? If your hand is down, may your neighbor pray for you for forgiveness of your sins. We promise and we make all sorts of vows and covenants. Within a short while, we flounder, and then we end up in down on the ground. But God is compassionate. Another meaning of the word is lenient. God is lenient. Amen. God is not like Mr. Oko. Hallelujah. And then also the word, and the meaning of the word gracious is merciful. May God be merciful to us. Okay, so quickly let's look at the scriptures and then the same scripture again and see. May God be gracious to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Amen. Verse 2. That your way may be known on the earth. Your salvation among... Kweku, is there a song like that?
God be gracious and bless us.
Good.
And make your face shine on us. Let your ways be known. Your salvation shown all over the earth. Let your ways be known, your salvation shown all over the earth. God be gracious and bless us and make your face shine on us. Let your ways be known, your salvation shown all over the earth. Let your ways be known, your salvation shown all over the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you come to rule them justly. May the people praise you, O God, for you guide the nations of the earth. May other people praise you. The nations be glad and sing for joy. God be gracious and bless us and make your face shine on us. Let your ways be known, your salvation shown all over the earth. Let your ways be known, your salvation shown all over the earth.
May you live on with God's graciousness and blessing. May God, it's a prayer that you must pray every day. God be gracious and bless us. Amen. God be gracious and bless us. And cause your face to shine upon us. That your way may be known on the earth. Your salvation among all the nations. Now, when we honor God in our tithing, we are actually invoking the graciousness of God on the earth. Can I have a loud amen? I'm ending in 5 minutes. So those of you who are sleeping, tell your neighbor, no, you don't sleep in church. You're a Christian. Amen. Tithing makes provision for the house of God. Sorry. Tithing makes provision for the house of God. The house of the Lord exists to spread the word of salvation to the ends of the world. Can I have an amen? So we are making God's salvation be known. I mean, a ministry that started in a classroom or in a veranda at Kolebu, today, by the graciousness of God, is getting close to 100 countries. It is because God is making his salvation to be known all over the world. Can I have a loud amen? Amen. The salvation of God is spreading and going. And going, and going. When I go to remote places like Fiji, I mean far away, not remote as in, but far away to the end of the world, or Papua New Guinea, or Vanuatu. I was in a country called Vanuatu. It's a place. You'll be there. Hallelujah. And I saw people gather on a Thursday evening, coming from that gathering to come for service, because we are sent a missionary there. I went to Tonga. It's also behind, far away behind Australia. You will see there, people gather. Weekend, Sunday morning, coming. The pastor is driving a car, bus, bringing people, coming from everywhere. It's because God wants the salvation to be known all over the world. Can I have an amen? Coca-Cola is in every corner of the world. Jesus' name has been known in every corner of the world. Can I have a loud amen? Amen. Remote places, you ask for Coca-Cola, they'll bring you Coca-Cola. They'll bring it to you. I believe that if people can spread what they manufacture into every corner, we can also take the gospel of Christ to every nation, to every place, to every hamlet. Can I have a loudest amen? Amen. Go up to the north of Ghana. Go up to the remotest places in our country. By the grace of God, we are sending people all over. We are building church buildings there, because the salvation of the Lord must be known in all over the world. And that is what we do, and that's what the money is being used for. So when you pay your tithes, when you tithe, you are helping the word of God to be known all over the world. Clap for yourself if you pay your tithes. Amen. Now, quickly. Your continued tithing gives God a good reason to continue to be gracious to you and bless you. Your continuing tithing gives God a good reason continue to be gracious to you and bless you. Amen. May God have a good reason to bless you. May God look at you, your meager income. He said, Lord, you deserve a tithe. You deserve the best. And I'm bringing the best to you so that the word of God can be published.
And God looks at you. God looks at you and says, look at her. Look at him. No matter, although this is so small, he still remembers me. He still sees the importance of honoring me with his tithe. And God therefore stands on that thing and a good reason, good enough reason to bless and to be gracious to you. Can I have a loud amen? Amen. My son told me, sent me a text 2 days ago. He said, I've been paid. He has been working for a couple of months, 4 or 5 months. He has not been paid. So when I got the message that I've been paid, I said, I'm waiting for you in the house. What a shock. He's a doctor and he has not been paid for the past 5 months. But when he said, I said, I'm waiting for you. And then he said, Daddy, I'm not coming home early. What a shock. Now that he's not being paid, he's not coming home early. He wants me to sleep before he comes. I said, I'm also not sleeping early. We are waiting for you. In fact, and I reminded him that traditionally in our culture, when you get your first salary, it goes to your parents. Did you do that? You didn't do that. Father, forgive me, sons. Your father's looking at you in the church. Your father's sitting there looking at you. So it's not too late. So my son said, I told my son that fortunately, yours is 5 months together. So bring all of it and God will be gracious and bless you. What a shock. But you see, God looks at your faithfulness. And God said that because you are faithful, I will also bless you. May God have a good reason to bless you. Shout amen. Let me give you one last scripture for today, and then we can close. Romans chapter 10. Believe it or not, we are closing early. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's read on. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. Now, when you tithe, what happens is that it enables the house of God to send people to preach the gospel of salvation. Amen. How can they go except they be sent? Human beings are very selfish people. And human beings are wicked. Next to devils is human beings. Next after devils is human beings. Human beings are more devilly than animals. Human beings, next after devils comes human beings. I'm telling you. Yeah. But I believe that, you know, and we are very selfish. Everybody wants things. Me, myself, my wife, my children, everything. You, your children, your wife, your husband. Everything about you and yourself. That's all. But the world is bigger than you and your little family. I might talk to anybody here. That is how come Basel Mission sent several years ago, hundreds or 200 years ago, sent people from Switzerland to travel to Accra, to travel to, and go out of, go to Mampo and all these places, go and live there. They lived at places where they never knew anything. They just sat on a ship, and the ship brought them. Some of them died within 2 months of arrival. Some of them died within 6 weeks. And when they died, they sent messages that the missionaries that you sent are dead. Please bring others to replace them. Go to our museum and see all these people. Hey, what was the song that you're singing? Susan Dove came to where? Stand up again, sing the part. That particular part.
The apostles did what they could do.
They did what they could do.
They went to the ends of the world.
They went to the ends of the world.
Paul went to the Gentile preaching Christ to them.
Come on.
William Carey fought for India.
William Carey fought for India.
Adoniram Jackson fought for Burma. Susan Dove went to the ends of the world. Makion for Ghana.
Came to Ghana. Today, we have thousands of branches of Church of Pentecost everywhere in the world. Because a Scottish man from Scotland, a white man and his wife, they didn't have any children. They came to Accra and they went to Esamankese and they lived there. They would use an empty milk gallon, empty kerosene gallon, and they will beat it in the street. People will gather around them and they will preach. Today, look at the number of Church of Pentecost churches and buildings that exist, because somebody was willing to leave the comfort of his country and come. I'm preaching. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Listen to me, friends. As we end the service, what's happening? As we end the service today, I want to challenge you. Leave it. It's okay. Are you okay? You're not okay. What? Take it off. What do you do? Give it out of the microphone. All right, are you there? I'm saying that somebody left the comfort of his home. Is it raining? Oh, I can preach for one more hour. Hello? A little more volume. Wow. This rain has been something else, isn't it? A little more volume. People let the comfort of their home. We are so selfish. Human beings are so selfish. We are always thinking about our needs. We are thinking about what you want and what you can get. Every time we are serving God, what can I get from God? Not what can I do for God. Serving God has been linked to needs. I serve God because I need this from God. Even the Bible says one day, the mother of John and James, the Bible says that she came and worshipped Jesus. She came and bowed before Jesus. And then she spoke and said, Master, can my son, John and James, sit at your right and the left? Even the mother of Jesus, mother of John and James, came with a selfish ambition. As she was worshipping, she was thinking of a good place for her sons. Selfish human beings. What does the woman ask? And he said unto her, What will thou? Well, so she said unto him, grant that these my two sons, may sit one on the right hand and another one on the left hand in thy kingdom. That is mother of John and James. She was selfish, thinking about only her children. We are so selfish. We can't think about anybody else. Nobody's need is important to us. What can I get? What will I get from this? As I come to church, will God give me a car? Will I have this? That's what we think about. We don't think about serving God because we love him. We serve because of what we can get from him. You're looking at me. I'm preaching. Do you think that it should be a nice thing that as I relate with you, because of what I'll get from, that's why I'm relating with you? I mean, it should not be a nice thing that I'm your friend because I know that I look at you and I say, hey, Reverend Lewis, by the time I'm leaving, he'll give me some 20 CDs. That's why I'm smiling. But if I'm not going to get anything from him, then I will not relate with him. That's a selfish reason. And many of us are so selfish. What can I get from God? Not what can I do for God? That is why you find it difficult to honor God with your tithe. You are looking at me. I'm preaching. Are you still here? Are we still in church? I came to challenge you. As I came to challenge you, The time to honor God has come. I said the time to honor God has come. From now on, I believe that God will be gracious to you. I believe that you are going to honor God in your giving and in your tithing. Say amen. The famous blessing in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 15. Philippians chapter 4 verse 15. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruits that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I'm full, having received from Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When these guys were giving to Paul, they were giving out of their need. They were giving in spite of their own needs. Let's supply the needs of this evangelist. And in response to what they did, they didn't do it because of what they were going to get. But in response to what they did, Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. May God surprise you. I say, may God surprise you. Save with an open heart. Do your very best. Heaven himself will visit you. And heaven will be gracious to you. I pray for us as a church that we will see God, the graces of God spreading all over the world. I pray for us as a church that will play our role to see the kingdom of God come like never before. I pray that we will not be tired of supporting the work of the ministry. I pray that we will not be tired of pushing the ministry forward. And I know that as you do that, heaven himself will take care. Look, your 10% cannot do much anyway. God can do more than your 10%. You don't believe what I'm saying? God can do more than your 10%. May your heart be open to God and to the work of the Lord. And may the graciousness of God be seen in our church. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you so much for today. And we thank you for your word. And we thank you for your people. We appreciate this opportunity we always have to honor you. May we never, ever be tired of honoring you. But may we enjoy your grace and your mercy. We give you thanks and praise. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Wherever you are standing, I want to pray with you here. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, if you are here this Sunday afternoon, you want to say, Bishop, I want God in my life. Maybe somebody invited you, but in your heart, gentleman at the corner who is chatting, please, can I have your attention? The corner there, yeah, can I have attention? Everybody, every eye closed. I want to pray with you here. If you are here this Sunday afternoon, you want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, I want Jesus to come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. If you are here right now and you need God in your life, you want Jesus to come into your heart, lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. Lift your right hand. God bless you. I see your hands. Beautiful. I see all of you. Lift it higher than your head. Let your hand go high. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hand. You want to say, today
I need God. I want Jesus to come into my heart. Lift up your right hand. Father, thank you for this hand that I lifted. I pray that you take control of every one of them. Make them brand new people and be glorified in their lives. If your hand is lifted up, can you come to me in the front here? Just walk.
Happy day.
And come quickly.
Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away.
Lift your two hands up and say this prayer after me. The whole church, join us as we pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning.
This Sunday morning.
I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Wash away my sins.
Wash away my sins.
Make me your own child.
Make me your own child.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
I will walk with you.
I will walk with you.
The rest of my days.
The rest of my days.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For receiving me.
For receiving me.
From today.
From today.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
From today.
From today.
I belong to you.
I belong to you.
From today.
From today.
My life belongs to you.
My life belongs to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For dying for me.
For dying for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For washing away my sins.
For washing away my sins.
From
this moment,
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. God bless all of you. I want you to go with our pastor waving the hand there. All of you, can you go with our pastor? He talked to you. She talked to you briefly, and then you come back.
Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day,
oh, happy day,
oh, when Jesus washed, oh, when Jesus washed, oh, when Jesus washed, he washed my sins away, oh, happy.